Mariner Books and Harper Audio present To Fill a Yellow House, a novel by Susie Annie. Performed by Jude Owusu.
The Boy, Summer 2008. Chapter 1. The boy will live and die here, on this street that cuts the heart of town. A quaint street by day, a corridor of boutique shops and higgledy-piggledy markets arranged over a bridge. Bridge rises, plateaus, and falls in so gentle an arc that until today, its incline was imperceivable to the boy. Here he comes, the newest boy in town, watching his shadow advance over a patchwork of paving slabs alongside his auntie's.
"Wait,"
the boy's auntie says. The boy, named Kwesi, stops. As he waits, he looks around. There, on the wall by the postbox, is a familiar poster. The poster is a recent addition to many of the shop windows on this street. It shows a cast of figures dancing and a smile of multicolored bunting hanging across a cloudless sky. The letters are too swirly to read, but their meaning is clear enough. Something is going to happen here soon. Ahead, shoppers flurry from the supermarket.
"Wait, wait,"
the boy's auntie says again. She's considering her shopping list, which she has written in blue ink on the back of a receipt. This time, as he waits, the boy looks at his shoes. A crack has split the pavement where he stands, and runs from there into the road. The road here is like the crust of a bread roll that has swollen and cracked. Traffic slows, approaching the scar of potholes, and one by one, vehicles hiccup over the fault. The street slopes downhill ahead, where town is an array of glass fronts and awnings, from the off-license to the chip shop, parks and churches, schools and homes, a small piece in the puzzle of London.
"Let's go,"
the boy's auntie says, and folds her list away.
"Come."
They walk a little further before the boy's auntie stops again, this time by a sign, a blackened sign, between the newsagents and the old cinema, that proclaims in bold letters, High Street. These words appear on several streets across the city, and more around the country. No street name is more common. Seeing these letters now, the boy understands. This busy street rests upon a bridge he cannot see, and he is standing at its highest point. Before reading these words, he assumed this place was called High Street, since everyone says hello. Mums with pushchairs and granddads walking dogs. His auntie, whom he has named Auntie Aha, for her staccato laughter, is saying hi to someone now under the greengrocer's canopy. Kwesi stands still and listens. He is searching for a sound beneath the conversation and beneath the noise of traffic that might reveal what lies under the bridge on which town rests. He pictures a river of quicksand, a poisonous bog. Auntie Aha glances his way now her friend has gone inside. She picks up a coconut and shakes it.
"Hello,"
comes a familiar voice. Excitement prickles Kwesi's shoulders. Here is the Wednesday woman, with her pushchair. She comes to town by bus each week when the shop has African foods. She wears a long orange dress today that matches the ribbon in her baby's hair.
"How are you, Kwesi?"
she asks.
"Et te sei?"
"Fine, thank you," he says. Auntie Aha returns, holding two garden eggs. Kwesi gets a gloomy feeling at the sight of those pale yellow eggs. He previously tried to hatch one, expecting a miniature garden to unfold from inside it. He kept it for some time before it rotted soft, and Ma made him throw it away.
"Are you ready for school?"
asks the Wednesday woman.
"I am sure you can't wait to make new friends."
"Yes, thank you," Kwesi says. He pulls...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?